looking for that perfect Christmas gift for the family? Why not a chicken? Stick a bow on top, put the chicken under the tree, and who knows, you may even have a couple eggs to fry up for breakfast Christmas morning. Give the gift that keeps on clucking. A chicken. Okay, maybe it's not the perfect gift for your family, but it is the perfect gift for a poor family in Asia. A chicken can break the cycle of poverty for a poor family. Yes, a chicken. A chicken's eggs provide food and nourishment for a family, and they can sell those eggs at the market for income. When you donate a chicken or any other animal through Gospel for Asia, 100% of what you give goes to the field. And the best gift of all, when Gospel for Asia gives a poor family an animal, it opens the door to the love of Jesus. So give the perfect gift for a family in Asia this Christmas. Give them a chicken. Call 866-WIN-ASIA. Or to see chickens and other animals to donate, go to CritterCampaign.org.
This is the Truth Network.
Welcome, fellow adventurers, to the Masculine Journey Joyride Podcast. This is a brand new show from the guys you know. I'm talking, of course, about the Band of Brothers. My name is Keith, and I'm the producer for Masculine Journey and Masculine Journey After Hours. In this podcast, you will hear funny stories, exchanges, and thought-provoking moments that will amuse you, make you smile, and draw you closer to Jesus Christ in your journey of life. I'm not mad, I'm just disappointed. If you ever heard your parents say those words, you knew you messed up. Jim shares his thoughts on parents' response to sin.
It's the perception of ourselves that is wrong. And mine, what I was thinking about before the break was, and I'll just say this, relationship with my son, who's with us this weekend. And he went through a rough time. He was sinning. He was hiding it, lying about it. And that hurt. But I love him so much, and I'd had similar problems earlier. I could have talked to him about it, and I tried, but the wall was up because he didn't want Daddy seeing him as a human being or as a beloved son. And if I can, it doesn't change my love for him. I felt more close to him when I was being distanced than I did at any other time. And if I can do that as a human father, how much more is God that come to me in your pain?
You said before the beginning of the show, Jim, that you believe that one of the reasons he didn't was because he was expecting condemnation from you.
Exactly.
Because he had learned that from your earlier parenting style.
I was a rough dad.
Yeah, well, you know, not everybody can be like me.
So from the guys of Masculine Journey, I'm Keith, and we'll see you down the road.
This is the Truth Network.